Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is May the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 7 to 9. God visits us every morning and tests us every moment. We read in Job chapter 7 verses 17 and 18 like this. What is man that you should exalt him, that you should set your heart on him, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment? In chapter 7, Job talks to God about the seeming futility of his life. Why should God keep him alive? What is all the suffering accomplishing? Job is like a very hired man who gets no wages. His life rushes by like the shuttle on a loom. It is like a breath and a cloud. Job is a target, but what is God aiming at? If I am a great sinner, says Job, then either pardon my sins or take my life. Either way, I will find some peace. In verses 17 and 18, Job asked the Lord why he should pay so much attention to an insignificant human being, hemming him in, terrifying him with nightmares until he would rather be strangled. Is man so great that God should cause him to suffer continually? Why is man of so much importance that God should give so much hard thought upon him? David used the same words in the right application to express wonder that God should do so much as it does for insignificant man. Unlike Job, David was not suffering, so his thoughts on the subject are positive. He marvels that God cares so much for the creature he has made to reflect his own image. So Job, in his distress, wishes that God would leave him alone. In the midst of his suffering, Job accuses God of spying on him and watching his every move. If God is seeking to refine Job through this suffering, he is demanding too much of frail humanity. It is clear that the biblical revelation is progressive, and at this early stage, the doctrine of eternal life was not yet understood clearly. Job's idea is that if there is to be any vindication, forgiveness, or wrongs righted, it must take place in this life to have any meaning. When we apply this word to our lives, let us understand that God has exalted us enough to visit us every morning and test us every moment. The eyes of God that are on the sparrows are always watching us. He sees us and even intimately knows the thoughts in our hearts. His mercy and compassion are new every morning. Let us hope in God, seek Him every day, and trust that He is good to those who wait upon His outpouring and intervention every moment of every day in their lives. We read in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 25 like this. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul that seeks Him.